We are on test Zion Amud Aleph. We're going to be starting from the fifth line. So just to kind of recap what we were discussing yesterday, the Gemara was trying to figure out, there seems to be a contradiction about the actual location of what's called the Lishkas Beis HaTlaim, the chamber where they used to store the lambs, for the Karban Tamid. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna, Man Tana, Midos Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi, Desnan, Ezra's Nashim Haisa Orech Mea Ushloshim Mechamesh, Al Rochav Mea Ushloshim Mechamesh. So now the Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnayos of Meseches Midos at the end of Seder Kachim are really all attributed to the Shitos of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. For an example of that, is that the Mishnah Midos tells us that the dimensions of the Ezras Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash was 135 amos long by 135 amos wide. There were four chambers located at each of the four corners of the Ezras Nashim. Umehayu Mishamshos. What were the functions of those four chambers? Deromis Mizrachisi Haisa Lishkas and Azirim Shasham Nazirim Mevashlim Meshalmein Megalchin Saron Meshalchin Tachas Adud. So the chamber that was located on the southeastern corner of the Ezras Nashim is where the people who were Nazirim would go to shave their hair, to cook their carbon shlumims, to put the hair that they shaved off underneath the pot. So that was the southeastern chamber. Then the Gemara says, Mizrachis Tzifonisi Haisa Lishkas Dir Ha'itzim Shesham Kohan Bali Mumin Omdin Maslian Be'itzim Shekol Eitchiyeshbo Tolas Pasul Agabim Mizbech. Then the northeastern chamber is where the Kohanim would stand and would essentially inspect the wood to ensure that none of the wood was infested with worms, because any wood that was infested with worms was pasul to use on the Mizbech. Tzifonis Ma'aravis Then the chamber that was located in the northwest, that's where the people who had saras would go. And then finally, the Gemara says, Marav is deromis, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shachachti mehaisa mishameshes, Abishal Omer, Bahaya nosten yayin b'shemen, vihaisa nikris lishkas beis shemanya. The Gemara tells us that the chamber located in the southwestern corner of the Ezras Nashim, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what its function was. He said, I don't remember what it was used for. And then Abishal came and clarified that it was the place where they used to store oil and wine for the Nesachim, for the libation, and they used to call it the chamber of the oil, the Lishkas Beis Shemanya. The very fact that the Mishnah in Midos has to quote Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and tell me that he forgot what the chamber was called is a proof that he must be the author of all these Mishnahs, because otherwise, why do we care that he forgot the name of the chamber? The fact that the Mishnah has to even spell that out is an indication that he's the one who authors all the Mishnahs in Meseches Midos. And in fact, the Gemara tries to corroborate this. Hachanami Mistabra, Dir Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi, Disnan, Kolak Salim Shahayu Sham, Hayu Gavoin Chutzmi Kosa Mizrahi Shahakoina Sorifa Sapara Omeid Baharha Mishha Umachuvan Veroa Keneged Pisco Shalhiha Bishasa Zasadam. The Gemara tells us, or the Mishnah really tells us, that all of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were very high, except for the eastern wall. Why was the eastern wall shorter than all the other ones? Because the halacha is that when the Kohen is doing the process of the Para Aduma, when he's sprinkling the ashes and the blood and the water of the Para Aduma, he needs to be able to see into the Beis HaMikdash from Har HaMishcha. Remember, the Kohen who does the avod of the Para Aduma is standing on Har HaMishcha, which is opposite of the Beis HaMikdash. He needs to be able to see into the Mikdash. So what's the issue with that? Usna, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Midos, Kol HaPsachim Shehayu Sham Govan Esrim Amah V'Rochban Eser Amos. All of the entrances in the Beis HaMikdash were 20 Amos high by 10 Amos wide. Usnan Lifnim Menu Soreg, Usnan Lifnim Menu Hachel Eser Amos. And the Mishnah further tells us that right within in other words, right within that eastern gate, there was what's called a Soreg. The Soreg was like a lattice work that was essentially considered a form of an entrance. And then the Mishnah further says that after that Soreg, there was what was called the Chel. The Chel was kind of some kind of a rampart that people would walk up that was 10 amps. And you had 12 steps. Each step was a half an amma high by a half an amma deep. So that means that at that point, if you have 12 steps that are each half an amma, so that's going to give you 6 amps. Tesvav Malos Olos Mitocha Hayordos Me Ezra Israel, Ezras Nashim, Rumala Chatziyama, Vishulcha Chatziyama. Then you had another 15 steps that were the same dimensions, the half amma high by the half amma deep, and those 15 steps went from the Ezras Yisrael down to the Ezras Nashim. So that's going to give you another 7.5 amma. So at this point, we're up to 13.5 amma. If you do the math, Usanan Ben Ha'ulam Balam Mizbech Chaf Beis Amma. And then the Mishnah further tells us in Meseches Midos that there was 22 amos between the Ulam, the antechamber, and the Mizbech that was located in the Azara. Ushtei Mesrei Ma'alos Hayusham Rumala. chatziyama v'shilcha chatziyama, then you had another 12 steps that were there, each again, half an amma high, half an amma deep, so that's going to give you another 6 amos. So at this point, we're up to 19 and a half amos, if you calculate all the steps that we just mentioned. So now, this is the punchline. Usnan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, mala haisasham, v'gavoa amma, v'ducha nason aleha, uvo shalosh malo shal chatzi chatziyama. Now comes Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov with the kicker here. He says that on top of, he says there was actually a 13th step where they placed the duchen, they placed the platform for the Levium to duchen, for the Levium to sing Shira, and each of those steps was a half an amma. So now the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, Iyamar Pishloma Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hainu di ikase le pischa. I understand the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Again, as we mentioned in the beginning, the eastern wall of the Beis HaMikdash had to be lowered, because according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, because he has this additional step and platform that was put on top of those steps, that's going to bump it up to above 20 amos. Because remember, the starting point was that all the steps combined is 19 and a half amos, but now Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov is adding this additional platform, so now you're bumping it up to about 22 and a half amos, so the Kohen who's doing the Avoda, the Parah Aduma, would not be able to see into the Mikdash. Therefore, you need to lower the eastern gate, the eastern wall, to be able to see in. That makes a lot of sense. But Ela Yamart Rabbanan Ha'ika Palga Da Amsa De Mischazi Le Pischa Begadei Ela Lav Shmam, you know, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says, but according to the Rabbanan, there's no reason to lower the eastern gate, because the Rabbanan don't subscribe to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita that there was an additional platform and an additional step. They hold that the entire dimension of that area of the Mikdash was 19 and a half amos, and that means that if the gate was 20 amos, you should have been able to at least see half an amma into the Mikdash when you were doing the Avodah of the Parah Aduma and Har HaMishcha. Therefore, the fact that the Mishnah in Midos insists that we lower the eastern gate must be that the Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. And again, that was the point that the Gemara was trying to prove. Fine, so that's one approach. And the Gemara says, Rav Ada bar Ava Amar Hamani Rabbi Yehuda Hi Desanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamizbeach Memutza Ve'omeid Be'emtza Azara Ushloshim Ushtayim Amos Hayulo Eser Amos Keneged Pischo Shel Heichel Yud Aleph Amal Tzafon V'yud Aleph Amal Adarom Nimtza Mizbeach Mechuvan Keneged Heichel V'chos Alav. So now the Gemara says that maybe not. Comes Rav Ada bar Ava and suggests that perhaps really one does not have to say that the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos are reflecting the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Perhaps one can argue that the Mizbeach was centrally located. It was completely aligned in the middle of the Azara. Now we know that the Mizbeach was 32 Amos, so now the Gemara does the math. 10 of those Amos were opposite the entrance of the Heichal. 11 of those Amos were opposite the northern part, and the other 11 were opposite the southern part. So that's how the Mizbeach is perfectly aligned in the middle of the Azara. But the problem is, V'isal Kadaita Chumidos Rabbi Hudahi Mizbeach Be'emtza Azara Mi Mishkachas Lei. If you're going to tell me that the Mishnayos and Midos are not really reflecting Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita, but rather the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the problem is, in other words, that the Gemara says that we're about to prove that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, cannot say that the Mizbeach is perfectly aligned in the center of the Azara. Why not? The Hasnan, the Mishnah of Midos, tells us, the dimensions of the Azara were 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. So then the area from, in other words, the 187 amos went from east to west. So what was the breakdown of those 187 amos? The area of the Ezras Yisrael where anyone could walk was 11 amos. The area where only the Kohanim could walk, that was another 11 amos. Then you have Mizbeach Shloshim Ushtayim. As we mentioned before, the Mizbeach itself was 32 amos. Bein ha'ulam b'la Mizbeach Esrim Ushtayim. Then the area between the ulam, between the hallway, the antechamber, and the Mizbeach in the Azara was another 22 amos. V'ha'heichal kuf amos. The heichal itself was 100 amos. V'yod alef amos achorei beis ha'kaporas. And then you had an additional 11 amos behind the kaporas of the Aron. So that gives you a total of 187 amos. Then the Gemara says, min ha'darom la'tzafon me'u shloshim mechamesh. We said before that it was 135 amos long, in other words, from south to north. So the Gemara again breaks that down. Hakevish v'hamizbeach shishim ushtayim. The ramp and the mizbeach were a total of 62. Now, even though the ramp was 32 amos and the mizbeach was 32 amos, which really should give you 64, but two of those amos overlapped with each other. So that means the total was really 62 amos. Min hamizbeach v'latabaos ches amos. And the area from the mizbeach to the rings where they used to hold down the necks of the animal when they were doing shchita of the karbanos, that was another 8 amos. Bekomatabaos esrim ba'arba. And the area of the rings themselves, that was 20. 24 amos. Menatavos lashulchanos arba. Then the area from the rings to the tables where they used to, again, basically line up the animals in order, in other words, in order to clean out all the intestines. That was another 4 amos. Men hashulchanos lindanos in arba. Then from those tables to the pillars where they used to hang the animals to skin and to flay the animals, that was another 4 amos. Men hananos in lakosa lazara ches amos. Then from those pillars to the wall of the azara was another 8 amos. And then finally, vahamosar, the remaining 25 amos, was ben hakevesh vilakosa umekom hananasin. If you factored in the area between the ramp and the wall of the azara and the area of the pillars, that gave you 25, which again totaled 135 amos. What's the point of all of these calculations and dimensions? So this is the bottom line. V'isalka daita chumidos Rabbi Yehuda hi mizbech be'emza azara mi mishkachas lei haruba de mizbech bedarom kai alalav shmamina Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hi shmamina. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you follow all of this math, so basically what Rabbi Yehuda is telling you is that if you ascertain the dimensions of the mizbech as it relates to the azara, it turns out that the majority of the mizbech would actually be located in the southern part of the azara, which is against what the Mishnah in Midos seems to imply. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that it's impossible to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos, because if he was, he would be left in this impossible situation where he's trying to claim that the mizbech is perfectly aligned in the center of the azara, when in fact the Mishnayos and Midos seem to say otherwise. So therefore, you have to say that the Mishnayos and Midos must be reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.